Hour number two, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game. We're live at the Omni Nashville Hotel at Kitchen Notes here on this Thursday. Breaking news, and I'm going to be honest with you. I found out about this about an hour or so ago, and I have been very excited about it. But this just coming out, former Governor Bill Haslam and his wife Chrissy, they have partnered with some other people to submit a bid to the WNBA for a franchise here in Nashville. So look, if this all goes through, another pro sports team looks to make its way to the Music City. This is just coming out. The Predators obviously, you know, helping put this out there, but Bill and Chrissy Haslam and their partners wanting to do this. Some of the quotes are as follows. Chrissy and I are very pleased to lead this effort to bring a WNBA team to the city of Nashville and the state of Tennessee. We recognize the emergence of professional sports for women across the globe, at the same time observing the void in our state. We believe a WNBA team based in Nashville could serve as a beacon for girls and women, young and old, across Tennessee, while also creating more opportunities for sports fans as our community continues to grow. In building this new franchise, we will take inspiration from the Nashville Predators and its community-first approach in running the business. This WNBA team will establish itself as a mainstay in Nashville and communities throughout the state of Tennessee. The name, the Tennessee Summit, in honor of the late, great Pat Summit.
Oh, there'll be no argument from anyone on that. My goodness.
Her son, Tyler, commented, "As a fierce competitor, my mom was proud of the Lady Vols championships and success, but she was also a huge advocate for women's sports and women in leadership." That was Tyler's. Oh, I know she would be proud and honored to be included in the expansion of women's professional basketball in Tennessee. Some of the other partners that are involved in this, some names you've probably heard of: Tim McGraw, Faith Hill, Candace Parker, the former Lady Vol, and former University of Tennessee quarterback Peyton Manning.
Well,
can't
go wrong. No, I'm just saying. You talk about heavy hitters. I mean, you see some heavy hitters right there.
Yeah, this is a pretty big deal. There's been rumors for a while that the WNBA, they're expanding. They've just had an expansion draft for a franchise, and that Nashville was kind of on the list. To do that. This is a process. I mean, there's no guarantee, I guess, that it's going to happen yet, even though I would think.
Is it May to August, or wasn't there season?
Yeah, it's the summer, so it's kind of after the NBA.
Perfect.
2028 would be the target to start playing at Bridgestone Arena. So, I mean, that's the thing. Like, you just got to get the team. You have the place. You know where you're going to play.
Peyton Manning, Tim McGraw, Faith Hill, and the Haslams.
And Candace Parker. Yeah.
I mean, that's just.
And the logo.
it's already a success.
The logo is pretty cool.
What's the logo? Where are you seeing all this? You tweeted out for us, buddy?
No, they've tweeted it out.
Okay.
I can't pick my computer up and turn around. But it's got the blue that, you know, was always a part of the Lady Vols.
The light blue?
Yeah, that light blue, and then kind of the gold. The Predators gold, similar to that. But very, very cool that this is out there. So the WNBA could be coming in, which then Tennessee could have an NBA and WNBA team, the NFL, the NHL, MLS. Only one missing.
It ain't happening, brother.
No, it's happening.
It's not.
You're going to be so wrong on that.
It's not happening. I mean, you got to build a whole – where are you getting the money for the stadium? You just gave the most money ever in America to the Tennessee Titans to build that stadium public money.
Somebody's going to have to pay for it. Like, it's not going to be us. Like, I get that. And you're right there.
City's going to be involved. We were told we were going to pay the Titans stadium.
You'll get a billionaire that will – I mean, because I think the most logical thing that's going to happen is the Rays are going to move here.
They're building a new stadium.
No, they're not. Well, it's up in the air.
They're not killing them here. I mean, that stadium's going to cost $3 billion. Who's going to build that?
Okay.
And you're not getting public money.
If I had $3 billion, I'd build it.
You'd build a baseball stadium. Mm-hmm. Crazy, man. I love Absolutely. You, man, but you're crazy.
Absolutely. Oh, it'll be fun to watch you be wrong.
It's not happening.
You're going to be wrong.
It's not happening in the next 10 years.
You are going to be wrong.
I've always said I'll be dead at 66, and that's in 10 years. It's not happening.
I hope you're long.
Thanks.
Hope you're still around.
But I'm telling you, man, it's not. A Major League Baseball's not coming here. It's not.
Well, the WNBA hopefully is.
Good.
That's happening.
That's great. You got a place to play, the perfect time over there. I'm sure it's not $3 billion. I think it's the perfect thing, perfect ownership setup. It's great, man. But you just gave hundreds of millions to build that Titan Stadium when the NFL could write a check today to cover every penny of that stadium in all 32 cities, right? That's why I don't want to live in Davidson County anymore, because you're giving this money to the Titans building that stadium. Ain't happening, man. Get me out of here.
A couple of texts. Mike says, our text on Durbin by WilsonCountyHoney.com. I love the name for the new WNBA team. Are they going to be in Nashville? Yes, Bridgestone Arena, right here in downtown Nashville.
Good.
So,
how many games did they play in the season?
I don't know. I don't know if it's. I don't think it's 82. Like,
no,
the NBA. But I'm not. I'm not sure. I mean, look, we got some time to learn. You know, there's some great athlete. And like, here's the other thing. I think now that you have a generational superstar like Caitlin Clark to kind of be the face, and I'm not saying that there haven't been superstars before, but they need that face to build around that people want to watch. Therefore, bringing a TV deal to the WNBA so these players can make, you know, good money.
Because otherwise
they're wanting to go over and play, you know, overseas.
Yeah, 40 regular season games.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Crane.
But, you know, girls basketball in Tennessee is huge. Rick Enslin, what he did at Shelbyville, what he does at MTSU, they're not the Lady Commodores, I apologize. The Vanderbilt women's basketball team.
Yeah.
Ranked in the top 25. They're good. And of course, the history of the Tennessee Lady Vols and Pat Summit. This makes perfect sense.
Yeah. So, I mean, I love the name Summit, you know, in honor of Pat. So, you know, that may not mean as much to people that, you know, haven't been here and, you know, lived here and stuff, but I think that was a very nice tip of the cap to an absolute legend.
Yes, and I've told the story before. I'll tell it real quick. Only two times in my life have the whole room gone quiet. Once when Jim Brown came into a room we were at, and once when the Lady Vols were practicing at Trevecca and Pat Summit walked into the gym. Jim Brown. Pat Summit, just because there was a hush and a respect and a reverence and a just, oh, my gosh, that's Pat Summit when she walked in over there, and couldn't have been any nicer to us.
I never got the chance to meet her. But I'll tell a quick story on behalf of my friend. So my friend Amber went to UT and was you know, in broadcasting and stuff. And she told me a story one time that she was doing, you know, a story on Pat and, you know, had gone through the SID and everything to get an interview. And something came up, you know, practice ran late or something came up and it couldn't happen or whatever. And, you know, so she's like, okay, I get it. Well, she's sitting in her car. Her phone rings. She answers. It's Pat Summit. And Pat goes, I'm so sorry. I missed you. I'll give you anything you need. Which, you know, just let me know. And gave her, you know, just that. That's
Who
what
does
she
that,
did.
Right?
Who you
does
know?
That?
It's like, she didn't have to do that. But that's how she, that's Pat. And I've heard multiple stories like that. That's, she was fierce. And, you know, her players were, you know, respected her but were scared to death at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, she had that stare that my grandmother used to love watching the Lady Vols. And they'd show Pat with just that stare down to one of her players. And my grandmother would get so excited, like, oh, here we go. They're going to start their run now because Pat's mad.
Right. I saw a thing this weekend about she was talking. There was a clip about when her son got cut from the high school basketball team. He said, I went home expecting some sympathy from my mom, and she said, you know why you got cut? You didn't work hard enough. I was like, yes! Yes, the love of like, all right, I'm sorry you got cut, but here's why you got – how many parents do that?
Yeah.
My mom be like, oh, that's okay, honey. Try again. You're better next time. She's like, you didn't work hard enough. And he's like, you know what? I didn't work hard enough. That's exactly what it was.
That, I mean, so many stories like that for sure. So the Tennessee Summit, that is the name of a potential WNBA team as the Haslams are leading a group to submit a bid to the WNBA for an expansion franchise that would begin play in 2028 at Bridgestone Arena. Very, very cool. And now we just kind of live out the process and see what happens. I mean, I remember going through this with soccer and obviously yep. with the Predators. And it's crazy if this all happens like I think it's going to, the only team that was a relocation would be the Titans. Everything else has been homegrown.
That's right. I know I'm going to win the argument about baseball because when Nick Barris, who's a big fan of our show, weighs in, says, it ain't happening. You're right, and I don't want to pay for it.
Thank you, Mick.
And that's Mick, when Mick Barris lays the hammer down, he lays the hammer down.
I'm just gonna say this. I cannot wait for the day you're both wrong.
How do you think this is gonna happen? There's no corporate money right now is dried up in Nashville. All right, it's dried up.
Sure.
Unless Oracle's gonna build a new stadium, then you got to get a team, Chaser.
If a team wants to come here, they're gonna have to build the stadium, but. I think like a team like the Rays that things are in such a disarray down there, no pun intended.
Love it.
Down there, you know, they were going to – I mean, I think things were on track for them to build a stadium, and then the hurricane happened and, you know, absolutely destroyed the Trop. And so that changed things.
Now, I'm with you on getting – if the Rays want to move because, you know, why it would be good for us?
Why?
Which – division
Yankees and Red Sox here every year.
Yeah, there you go.
You do an interleague home and home with the Braves. I mean, you're golden.
Yeah, I'm good with that. If the Rays, but think.
I would prefer a team to move here and not have an expansion team. That's just me. And I think you need to be American League.
You know where? You know one city that Nashville should be afraid of? Salt Lake City.
Yeah. Salt Lake, and then. I could see Charlotte maybe getting a team.
Yeah.
They're going to expand. I mean, I think all the leagues are going to expand.
The talent level is so awful when you get down.
Doesn't matter.
Just
I agree with you. I don't think you're wrong. But I think the NHL and the NFL are all at 32. I think 34 happens for both. NFL could even – I could see the NFL even adding four teams.
What league's at 30? Isn't there one league left at 30?
NBA and baseball.
Okay.
They're both at 30.
I mean, NFL, I mean, the talent level's so – I mean,
it's
look.
It's bad. No,
there's about eight good teams, and there's like 24, which are awful.
Yeah. I'm not going to dispute that, but
– NFL expands globally. Two more globally. Wait and see.
London and either Mexico City or Germany. I think it's what happens.
Yeah, it's exactly right.
But, yeah, I don't think you're wrong there.
And those teams will play. I saw a breakdown like they'll be at home for 2 weeks, then they come over here for 2 weeks, then back over there for 2 weeks,
yeah,
and on and on and on. But I just don't – I don't see baseball coming here. And I'm not trying to be a jerk. I just don't see it. I don't see – I don't think people here for 10 years don't want to put any more money up there when
– Oh, I get
been
that.
To our schools – Metro schools lately?
Yeah, no.
Hell,
no.
Most of them are falling down.
Yeah.
And these teachers deserve a lot more than what they're getting right now, a lot more, instead of hundreds of millions going over to a stadium which could pay for itself. That's where I get mad.
Yeah.
That's where I get mad when this city is neglecting so many high schools and middle schools. And I'm not on a soapbox, but I see it all the time, man. They need help, and we're just throwing millions away.
You are, and I don't disagree with you. I mean, I I think it totally needs to be addressed. That's why I'm saying, like, a billionaire is probably going to have to come in here and build it himself, buy the land, or work a land deal with the city, and then build the stadium.
That's why this WNBA thing I love.
Yeah.
Bridgestone.
Well, you already got a spot.
Good ownership. Seemingly, and everything else is good from that moment on. But I can't go on board, man, with a stadium. I can't.
They might get mad at me for this, but can Governor Haslam buy the Titans too? That would be great.
He's got the money.
He's look. I like
would
him a lot.
You want to buy a pro football team? I wouldn't.
I tell you, if I was going to buy a franchise, I would. I'll tell you what I would buy. Coming up next.
All right.
Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 the game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 the game here on this Thursday. Again, if you missed it, Governor Bill Haslam, his wife Chrissy, and their ownership group have submitted a bid for WNBA franchise to begin play in 2028 at Bridgestone Arena, the Tennessee Summit women's basketball team. So very, very cool to see that. You asked me, would I buy an NFL franchise?
Yes.
Well, I don't have $6 billion lying around because that's probably the starting point of where it would take. You know, and that's the thing about the NFL. The NFL is getting to a point where there's probably maybe 100 people on this planet that could just cut a check for an NFL team by themselves.
Okay. That's not the question, though. What would you buy?
I would buy a double-A baseball team. The Jacks.
Where?
I don't know. Some little town that doesn't have much. And just go and have fun. Build a nice double-A stadium, kind of like they have there in Gatlinburg or Pigeon Forge.
I like this.
And, you know, just kind of be like Larry Schmitto was back in the day with the Sounds.
I like this. I'd Myrtle Beach.
Yep.
Give me a single A team in Myrtle Beach.
The Pelicans.
Pensacola. I got to be tropical. Key West. I'll put a team in Key West.
There you go.
Build a team in Key West. I mean, the stadium is like to be massive.
The Key West Buffets.
Key West Dugans. My team. I'm naming the team after me, man. I like that. But isn't baseball trying to buy up some of the minor league teams?
It's not like it used to be.
Right.
But that has always been my answer to
I like this.
To that question of just a double A. I mean, even maybe a triple A, but just a minor league baseball team. And just, you know,
now,
make
would
it
you,
affordable.
Would you sit with the people or one of your little high boxes up there?
I'd sit with the people.
Left field, band box?
Yeah. Yeah. Sit out in the left field.
Just chill.
I'd build a special area for you to go take a nap in left field, which is what I know you like to do.
I love it because nothing puts me to sleep faster than baseball.
Well, here's the funniest thing. So when I first started working here and got to know JoJo, he would tell me, like, he'd be leaving the station. Like, yeah, I'm going to go to the Sounds game. The Sounds had, like, a Wednesday afternoon game or something at Greer Stadium. I was like, oh, that sounds kind of fun. And I got off work, and so I decided to do the same thing. Went over there and, I mean, basically walked in. And so I'm on the main concourse, and I look out in, I guess it was left field. And I see Joe just asleep, taking a nap.
Tell you, man, baseball on TV is boring enough, but baseball like that, oh, it's sunny and nice. I'm out, man. I am crashing every single time. But I like this idea. But also like have it somewhere like in Idaho in the summer. I mean, there's all these different things you could do with this.
Yeah, well, I mean, like I could find a, you know, Jackson. Does Jackson still have a team? I actually don't think they do.
No.
All right, so I'd probably go to Jackson.
Stadium's there, though.
Because they got a stadium. So I'd probably go to Jackson, Tennessee, double-A team, and I'd bring back the historic name Diamond Jacks because I think that's a cool name.
Mm-hmm.
And there you go.
Now you get me thinking, man.
I don't have many good ideas, but you like that one.
I'm trying to see I want to see the logo. I can't find the logo for this WNBA team.
Here.
Don't do that. No, just send me where I need to go.
There you go.
Okay. All right. It's not bad.
The Tennessee Summit is what they would be called. Sean Henry's scheduled to join us tomorrow, so we'll be able to talk to him about this. And he could kind of explain maybe the process because it's my understanding that this would be, you know, even though the Predators are kind of helping with certain things, Haslam is involved in the Predators. These are two separate entities.
Okay,
you know that they would put together. So, Very, very, very cool to kind of see how that all unfolds. And you know what? I think our next guest could probably have some good comments on this because he has seen this city and the sports landscape in this city change a whole lot in his day. The legendary Rudy Kalis to join us coming up next. 25 years ago, the Titans were in the Super Bowl. We'll talk to him about that and much more. Chasing Big Joe, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, live at Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game here on this Thursday. We're live at Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel. Tune in to 93.3, totally hits, totally Nashville tonight as MTSU takes on New Mexico State at the Glass House, the Murphy Center. Tip-off at 6:30, pregame at 6. You can also listen on the Totally Hits, Totally Hits Nashville app, totallyhitsnashville.com.
Having, we are efforting Mr. Kalis.
He's a busy man, but we're going to get him. He will come on with us shortly.
All right. I am working it right now behind the scenes.
While we listen to Welcome Back, Cotter, I guess.
What a great show.
It's a great show.
You know what high school that show took place in?
I do not.
James K. Polk High School.
Huh.
A little trivia fact there for you.
Well, there you go.
Named of the president from Columbia.
We're the show that that teaches you stuff.
Not well, but we did. All right, so we're efforting Rudy because 25 years ago today, the Tennessee Titans played in the Super Bowl. 25 years ago. So I just want to talk to Rudy because he started here in the mid-70s, and the idea of a NFL team coming here was you'd be placed at a mental institution.
Yeah.
I mean,
the first 10 years of my life, like, it wasn't even a thought. And then I started seeing these yellow signs that said NFL yes in everybody's yard. And even then, like, my dad and I were kind of like, yeah, this ain't going to happen. Like, we're not a big league town, you know.
No, I voted no on it because I saw what all the city was going to give to Bud Adams. I'm like, nobody deserves that.
Yep. But they did.
Boy, was I wrong.
The legendary Rudy Kalis joins us now on the program. Rudy, how the heck are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I didn't realize until you texted me, you know, it is exactly the day of the 25th or the 25 years for that Super Bowl. Yikes.
What do you remember about that? I mean, obviously that season was so special with the first year being the Titans, the new stadium opens. They go 13-3, the Music City Miracle, all of that happens. What do you kind of remember about when you realize that the Channel 4 sports department is going to have to cover Titans in the Super Bowl?
I know. You know, that whole year, I thought Jeff Fisher, I've told him several times, the best thing he ever did was it's us against the world. When they were in Memphis and nobody came there, people in Memphis didn't want them. Then they played at Vanderbilt. It was always circle the wagons. Then they won every single home game at home, and they were dynamite. And he was low-keying and trash-talking to Jacksonville, the Music City Miracle and all of that. All of a sudden, we're going to the Super Bowl. We just rolled with this kind of stuff. I remember that week because, you know, obviously everybody's down there all the week and stuff. And they had two ice storms, and they had the press conferences in a tent. And the wind would whip through that tent. You could see your breath inside the press conferences. And you said, this is crazy to be inside of this place. And then it got to game day, and I can remember they set off fireworks before the game. And it was like looking through a fog waiting for a destroyer to come through from World War. You couldn't see the stuff on the field. I said, wait a minute, are they going to wait for this thing to clear before they kick off? Because the ball went up into the smoke and then comes back down. But, you know, off they went, and then they played. And at first, I remember sitting there watching. I said, oh, they're getting smoked. The defense was playing good, but they give up 3 field goals, and I think they're outgained like 290 to 80 in the first half, and they go down 16-0, and this is awful. Del Greco has a kick that's blocked. And all of a sudden, they come back. I'm telling you, just sitting there, you know, and I think you're the same way. We watch a lot of games. We don't cheer in the media. You don't do any of that. But this is one of those games where my inside starts to turn, and I can feel the pressure of this is the Super Bowl. I mean, you know, you were around. I think you felt the same way. And then McNair comes back, and then, you know, they get the touchdown. That one run that he made where he almost got sacked and threw it to the 10 to set up Kevin Dyson, and cameras are down there. We're down there in that corner, and then he comes 1 yard short. It just, man, what adrenaline. And I'm rambling, but I suppose you asked me to. But I feel like that moment, I think the play was perfect. It was supposed to go to Wycheck, who was supposed to draw them down the middle. And if I'm not mistaken, I think his linebacker's name was Mike Jones, all of a sudden turned and saw Dyson and grabbed his ankle and stops him a yard short. And then all this confetti comes down, and your heart just sinks. I remember Bruce Matthews, the great lineman, walking off the field with this look of dejection on his face, and all of the guys while the celebration is going on. Man, it was heart-stopping, Joe. It was quite an event to be there. And then we thought they'd be back every year. Little did we know, right?
I know. Rudy, this is Chase, and I, you know, I kind of wonder if there was a specific moment for you where you had been here for so many years doing sports, and for a long time your sports cast involved Vanderbilt or, you know, Tennessee or the Sounds or whatever, that it kind of clicked that things had shifted and Nashville had become a big-time sports town. Was it the Super Bowl run, or was it something before that?
Well, you know, I can remember it because we'd heard all that stuff about the possibility. And literally, I'm dismissing it. You know, Memphis had tried so hard. They had the Grizzlies. They wanted a team. They hated Nashville. They wanted a team. And I remember we were in Knoxville and driving back. I'm trying to recall. I guess it was a football game. And word comes that this thing with Bud Adams is going down. We're going to have a team. We literally had driven all the way back to Nashville and turned around in the middle of the night and drove back, because the Redskins were going to play a preseason game there in Knoxville, and Bud Adams was coming. So bleary-eyed, we're there. Bud Adams comes through, interviews, and I'm going, this is crazy, but this seems real. and off we go, because you're so right. We spent all those years with the Vols, with Vanderbilt, you know, of course, Predators were around that same time than with the Titans, but it just changed everything. And Joe knows the dynamics of the local sports television changed. You had to feed the big dog. You had to do, Titans were top of the line. We even got less time, but had to do more Titans, and it went to the detriment of so many other fine programs, I thought. Don't you, Joe?
Oh, absolutely. And that leads to the hypothetical, Rudy. What if they would have won that Super Bowl? How would this city and everything be viewed differently? I know they got there, but it's the great hypothetical of the what if, because they were so close, Rudy.
Well, yeah, you're right. They got it. You know, the parade they had was pretty astronomical as well. It was, they're coming down there despite the fact that they lost, but people congratulating them, and this city would have exploded. But, you know, and seeing the players. And literally, and then they had another team. I think the year after that, Jeff Fisher said, I think we had a better team. But it didn't happen. You realize how tough it is to get. I think Steve McNair is the toughest athlete that I've ever been around. I don't know everybody. I don't know all that sort of stuff. But I think you may recall Steve Watterson, the strength coach, told me that he missed five games during that year, that Super Bowl year, with a disc issue. And Neil O'Donnell comes in and wins four out of five games. But I remember Watterson telling me, you want to know how tough McNair is? He needed a root canal, and he didn't want to miss practice. He had a root canal in his tooth without anesthesia because he wanted to come back. Put that in your pipe and smoke.
That hurts me right there. Rudy, what was your first year in Nashville?
1974.
What was the first story you covered then? You remember?
One of the first interview I did with Ken Dugan, Lipscomb baseball coach, came to town. But about 3 days after that, I went down to, I think it was Columbia, because Jack Nicklaus was doing an exhibition. He did some promotion work for Murray of Ohio, and he was playing an exhibition round of golf. And I run down there with a cameraman, and the thing he did, which blew me away, there were 100 people or so, it was sort of a courtesy thing. Last hole was about a 320 par 3, and he says, all right, let me let one out for you guys in the last hole. And he drives the green with the old wooden driver, then comes over, and his attendant or whoever says, would you like to interview him? Well, yeah. Jack Nicklaus walks towards me, and maybe 100 people gather around, and I'm shaking in my boots. I mean, this is one week, and I'm here, and here's Jack Nicklaus in front of me. I don't even know what I asked him, but it was real. And I said, buddy, you're going to have to settle down. There might be a few more of these people in your life. You know? I may have told you in 75, Muhammad Ali came into Nashville after beating George Foreman. He's coming through. And I got a chance to interview him, and he walked into a room with an entourage of people, and I, wow, the champ, he just came, he won all over again. And I stuck my hand out and said, champ, and he gave me this little dead fish handshake, and I said, oh, man, champ, I thought you could, no, he said, he held his hands up, he said, no, baby, I don't squeeze with these. These keep me looking pretty.
I wanted to ask you, though, Rudy, when the Titans came here, the city became part of an exclusive club. And yeah. I was just starting my TV career. You'd already been here 25 years or whatever it was. What did that do? What do you think that did for the city? Because you become part, only 32 cities have this. What did this do for Nashville, do you think?
It would made them big time. But, you know, I worked in Green Bay for 2 years before, and the mystique and the love of Green Bay, a small town that the city literally owns the team. You come to Nashville and the Titans, and then, of course, we get the Predators now, too. It was amazing to realize how we had become big town. Downtown, which you remember, was a sleepy little place. You had Printer's Alley was about it. Otherwise, you didn't want to go downtown after dark. And all of that changed. When you become a part of that and you get national attention, and then they go from the Tennessee Oilers to the Tennessee Titans in the name. And I think the reason they put the word Tennessee instead of the Nashville Titans was because they wanted Memphis to feel better. This is a state team instead of, you know, they didn't want to alienate those poor folks in Memphis because they didn't get what they had been dogging for all these years. But it just changed everything to have national media come in. And then, good Lord, when they literally, I remember a game in the, you know, at Memphis, and when they played in Nashville or Vanderbilt, that hard full, and there were, the stands were not full, but it was that this was not big time. But when Nissan Stadium, as it's called now, opened up, we walked in, and this was like the Taj Mahal, we thought.
Oh, yeah. Rudy Kalis is on the line with us. Rudy, I want to ask you, I'm not sure if you've seen the news that just came out, but former Governor Bill Haslam, who's obviously now part owner of the Predators, has submitted a bid for a WNBA team to come to Nashville. They would be called the Tennessee Summit in honor of the late, great Pat Summit and play at Bridgestone Arena. You know, we talk about 25 years ago being in the Super Bowl with the Titans and a few years before that, the Preds and Titans coming to town. Now it looks like yet another pro sports team is coming to our city. Got to be pretty cool. What do you think?
I absolutely. I think it's the perfect timing for that just because of, and some people may hate it, because of Caitlin Clark and what she did for women's basketball. I, last year, watched more women's basketball, not only her games, but all of them, than I did in my whole lifetime. I said, they handle the ball. They may not be slam dunking, but it's a perfect time for that. And there are little rivalries, her, you know, her with Angel Reese's and all the little stuff. It's a perfect time for women's. I think women's basketball will be more embraced in Nashville than, let's say, if you've got an NBA team. Just my thought with that, because it's a little more.
NBA did not like that.
I guess not. We lost Rudy.
Yeah. That's all right. It's okay.
Well, I wanted to hear more of that, but we appreciate Rudy for coming on the show. I thought that was us for a second.
He makes a good point. I mean, I'm with him. I think because of Pat Summit and how popular girls basketball is, that would be a better thing. I mean, NBA would be popular. I get all that. But this is very cool.
But, I mean, it now you know, like the NBA is never going to be here in Nashville because they're in Memphis. So, which is fine. You know, I think that's we might have Rudy here to wrap things up. Give Dr. Crane a second.
Give Dr. Crane a second, baby.
All right. Okay, we're
there
back.
There you are, Rudy.
Oh, I don't even know where in all that dialogue I got dumped out.
You just talked about more popular than the NBA coming here.
I think so, because the NBA right now is it, and I love hoops and that, but it's all threes, yeah. and their ratings are declining. And I love Steph Curry, and he changed the game. But I think there's a rise and an increase in people are realizing the quality of women's basketball, and they're going between their legs, behind their back, they're making the moves, they're hitting the buckets. And again, they can dog her all they want, but it's because of Caitlin Clark that she brought attention to all these other great players, and I think it's a perfect thing for the city right now.
Yeah,
do you guys think?
No, I agree. I mean, it's great, and you get the backing of Peyton Manning and Candace Parker and Bill Haslam and Tim McGraw. It all works out great, so I think the ground level is perfect right now. Hey, real quick before we go, I know you're passionate about what you're doing now. Tell the folks what you're doing now, but because I love it, and you're changing lives, Rudy. And, I think the world of you, and I love you to death. Tell folks what you're doing now.
Well, I'm in the parking lot at Riverbend Maximum Security Prison. I've now been retired from for 7 years, but I'm here 5 days a week. I'm a volunteer that comes in here, and the amazing thing, which we talk about in sports, I've met several guys that said I covered them when they were stars in high school and some in college. And I said, what happened to you, man? Got involved with drugs or anger or shot somebody or whatever it is. So my theory is if you can change a man's heart, you can change his life, and I'm just trying to speak some life into these guys. And I'll literally say to you that, I love what we did, and I love sports and all of that, but I spent 45 years in broadcasting just to teach me how to communicate, but I think this is what I was meant to do. I'll do this until the good Lord says that's enough.
Oh, it's beautiful. That's great. Rudy, thank you. I mean, I cannot express what you mean to me and to Chase as well, so it's always good to talk to you, and thank you for everything.
Well, you kind of invite me. Chase, Joe, I've loved you for a long time. I love what you're doing, my friend. So thanks for just inviting me.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Rudy Kalis joining us here on the program, an absolute Nashville legend from Channel 4 back in the day. Appreciate him for joining us here on the show. We'll have more coming. We'll have more coming here on the Chase and Big Joe Show, including What Day Is It? And Celebrity Birthdays, live in the Omni, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game here on this Thursday. Vandy Women's Basketball, they're back in action tonight on 94.9 The Fan as they take on Florida. Pregame at 5:45, tip at 6 o'clock. You can also listen on the Game Nashville app or at thegamenashville.com. Vandy Women's Basketball is presented by Athletes Unlimited Pro Basketball. Come into Nashville's Municipal Auditorium February 5th through March 2nd. Go to auprobasketball.com for more details and to purchase tickets. With that, let's get to What Day Is It? And Celebrity Birthdays.
All right, gentlemen. First on the list. It's a short list, but first on the list we have National. You all right, Joe?
No, that was – I literally was trying to get to the toss so I could sneeze.
Oh, my Lord. I thought somebody snorted. I was like, are you okay?
I think that registered on the Richter scale.
Probably.
Oh, man. We have National Croissant Day to start it off.
I love croissants.
National Escape Day. So if you want to escape.
I do that every day.
Every single beach, moment.
Yep. This one is going to be a tough to pronunciate, but National Inane Answering Message Day. So whatever inane is, I don't know. School Day of Nonviolence and Peace, as always.
Yeah.
And it says Yodel for Your Neighbors Day. So, Joe, I don't know if you yodel for your neighbors or Chase, but I don't do that.
Here's the thing. All right, remember when you got a car and, like, it'd go off, like, beep, 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 like, oh, my God, somebody's stealing your car. Now if it goes off, you scream at your neighbor to turn that off while his car is being stolen. So that's my yodeling.
Okay. Well, that's all I have here for What Day Is It? So,
well,
on to you,
you know,
Joe.
What? That was great.
Well, thank you.
That's perfect timing there, Dr.
In my
Frank.
Jim
right.
Nance voice.
Time for celebrity birthdays. You have to get these within two. Our first birthday, the original Lex Luthor, Gene Hackman. How old is Gene Hackman today?
Oh, 85.
82.
95 years old.
Are you serious? Wow.
Yep. The great actress Vanessa Redgrave. Her daughter, Natasha Richardson, was also an actress. Vanessa Redgrave.
82.
73.
88 years old. 88 years old. Singer Phil Collins, who we absolutely love and adore. Phil Collins.
Played the halftime show of Super Bowl 34.
He sure did.
Phil Collins, I'm going to say 74.
70.
74, exactly. Chaser knows it's this studio. Next up, actor Christian Bale.
53.
48.
51. Chase up 3-0. By the way, American Psycho with him.
Oh, yeah.
You just recommend not watching that because it's crazy. Wilmer Valderrama from That 70s Show. He's also one of those NCIS, Rayon City shows, whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He's good on there. 46.
42.
45. This is Chaser's week, man. 4-0 already.
Well, Greg Maddux staying in the outside corner.
Fox News is calling it already for Chase. Country singer Jenny Pruitt lives here in Nashville.
Any kin to Jeremy Pruitt?
Let's hope not.
All right. I'm going to say I have no idea who she is, so I'm going to go 47.
49.
Jeannie, come on. She's already 70. That's again. She's 88 years old. Actor Charles Dutton. He was in Rudy. He was in Iraq. Great episode of Miami Vice he was in. Charles Dutton.
83.
80.
74. Comedian Brett Butler, not the baseball player.
58.
65.
67. Dr. Crane's on the board. It's 4-1. Singer Jody Watley.
I'm sorry. Are we okay over there?
You feel
we're
better?
Not. We're not. Jody Watley.
73.
80.
66. Oh, let's go down a few more here. All right. Let's get some sports in here. Mets manager Davey Johnson. Won the World Series in 86.
79.
70.
82. Golfer Curtis Strange.
42. 40.
70. God. NBA announcer player Jalen Rose.
I swear we just did his birthday.
I think we did too, but it popped up on the birthday list today.
50.
56.
52. And that's it. Chase wins 5-1. You looking up Jalen Rose?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
January 30th. Yeah, I guess you're right. Okay.
Did we have Mark Jackson the other day, maybe?
We had somebody from the Fab Five.
Somebody like
that. It was somebody from the Fab Five. Maybe that's what it was. That is going to do it for us. By the way, congratulations to our man, Derek Mason.
Absolutely.
2025 Tennessee Sports Hall of Fame inductee. We had so much fun surprising him yesterday. And, you know, when I knew we were going to do that, I was like, I just hope he you know, is surprised and we do it justice, and I feel like that we did. And so congrats to D-Mace. So well-deserved. We love you.
Yep.
Obviously, you're a part of our family, but we'll forever be synonymous with the city of Nashville and the state of Tennessee.
Yeah, well, that after party with him is going to be fun, too.
Oh, it will.
We leave every show with you. This message is more important than ever. Some things happened this week to people I know. Again, you know, when you're going through some things, reach out. Please talk to somebody. We talk all the time about dialing or calling 988 on your cell phone. Just please, if you hear this message, please talk to someone. If you're going through anything, please talk to somebody. Remember, we love you, and more importantly in all this, God loves you.
Amen to that. Peace, love, rock and roll, DVD coming up next, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.